Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
That police report morning, every morning, what is it, about 20 minutes or 25 minutes to 10, invariably you've got crimes committed by children, and it's usually, you know, a stolen car, and there's usually three or four of them in the car, and they smashed the daylights out of the car. They've already smashed part of the home up to get in and get the keys to start with. They might have actually bid $100 for the keys and the address so they could just go and pick up a car and take it out and trash it. And it just goes on. And, of course, we've had people on this program say one of the biggest problems we've got is resi care. These kids are just recycled by the juvenile justice system out the door, around the corner to a resi care home, and 5 minutes after they've dropped off by whoever, they're out on the street smoking dope or selling dope or buying dope or stealing another car. It just goes on, and nothing, no intervention is having any success, if there is indeed any intervention at all. We're hearing constantly these resi care arrangements in the suburbs that cost squillions to maintain are just managing to continue to virtually encourage this appalling behaviour that is breaking the hearts of people who are losing so much virtually every night. Another lot stolen last night. I forgot the figure for the month, but it's already up to, I think, it's virtually three a night stolen. And you've got to imagine how much misery that's causing to those three owners. It's the stolen car side of things. Here's another one, the police thing this morning. The police report charged a 13-year-old. Get this in your head. Get a picture of a 13-year-old. A 13-year-old Caravonica boy after an alleged break-in at the Nellville Shopping Centre this morning. Breaking into those doors, you've got to be pretty clever. So he's been at it for a while, one would imagine, it'll be alleged. This is 2:15 in the morning. Two little boys. So get a picture. Out and about at the big shopping centre at 2:15, saying we can take this door out. Watch this. Do you know why they got in there? To pinch two drinks. That's all. Just went in there to pinch a couple of drinks. Why? Because they can. Because they're out and about. Now, I don't know if they're from ResiCare, but we have a number of people ringing constantly and saying this ResiCare business has got to be sorted, either brought to an end. It's the biggest problem we've got in this recycling of these little crims. But we've either got to find something better or whatever, but it can't go on like it is. Now we've got this situation where these little bastards pinch a car, they drive into town, they go around the block two or three times, they case the joint, see a weak victim, like a lady who's on holidays by herself, as happened a couple of nights ago. She's suddenly confronted by one of these little bastards jumping out of the back seat, lunging at her, putting her on the concrete, grabbing a bag and off. You know, and it's just so dangerous for a start, to say nothing of the inconvenience of being robbed when you're out and about by yourself on holidays in a strange place. Just horrible. And now it's becoming the fad. They run into a restaurant and take a bag off a table or whatever, or as you saw the night before last, tackling someone down in Applin Street and grabbing her bag. Now, there's a lady on the line. I'm going to talk to her in just a moment. State member for Whitsunday, but more importantly, she's the shadow minister for what they called child protection. It's not a good title when we're discussing this, but it actually, all this matter does come under the heading of child protection. In the Cairns Post today, it reads, secret meetings in Cairns have heard from foster parents and care home workers coming out of the woodwork to speak up against Queensland's embattled child safety sector. Fear of foster parents having children removed from their care and youth workers losing their jobs meant stakeholders felt a need to share alleged horrific experiences from behind closed doors. Our opposition child protection spokeswoman Amanda Cam from Cairns yesterday said it had been eye-opening to hear testimony from carers who believed the system was failing the very people it was designed to help. And she said the failures from within the Child Safety Department and the state government are appalling. It goes on to say, dubbed spotlight meetings, the LNP probe into the Child Safety Department follows explosive accounts detailed by the Cairns Post that revealed, listen to this, crime, prostitution and drug use within Far North resi care homes. Children being shuffled around hotel rooms and residential care home providers. It's bizarre that it just goes on and on and on. Hopefully Amanda's got some good news for us about some sort of intervention which will see this absolute disgrace come to an end. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you held on because I just had to paint a picture of what we're enduring up here. It's outrageous.
It is, and I spent 2 days in Cairns and speaking to locals and to business owners, and then as you pointed out, the meeting, spotlight meeting that we held with foster carers and youth workers, and also past employees of the Queensland Government who worked in child safety have also come forward. So what I heard was nothing short of horrifying, and it's no wonder, frankly, with a system that's failing children from a very young age, that we now see that translated into the youth crime and the staggering rates of violence, car theft, robbery, etc., that we see now in Cairns. So this is not just an overnight issue. This is the result of a system that has failed over the last 5 to 7 years.
Interesting you just put a time on that, 5 to 7 years. I was trying to work out when we lost our way and why we lost our way at that stage. What happened, Amanda? Do you know?
Well, when I look at and look, there's always politics at play and there's different policies, and it's no secret that the way in which the LNP would conduct a child protection policy is somewhat a little bit different to the Labor Party. So I look back in time, and yes, we had a change of government, but also what I certainly ascertained from the meetings that I had yesterday is that there is a lack of leadership that exists in the child safety system that is adequately carrying out the role of what that system is designed to do. And I think we've seen those failures over the course of multiple ministers, and I think we're seeing that play out now with I would say what is one of the weakest ministers in this area, in both child protection and youth justice. There is a lack of leadership, and there is a significant trend that I've ascertained from meetings both in Townsville and Cairns that is very specific to Far North Queensland. Mm-hmm. Far North Queensland, I believe, has been forgotten by this Labor government, and that we're seeing that translate now in the horrendous youth crime statistics across Townsville and Cairns. And, when we see significant explosive numbers increase of children into resi care, when we see children being taken out of good foster families, being placed back in communities where there's no support within those communities, we're seeing children escape that and then going into the antisocial behaviour that they are, which is causing real issues for public safety.
Do you know the people I feel sorry for most in this circumstance, apart from the victims themselves, the police, who are now virtually, I think, heartbroken because they just work and work and work at this, which becomes absolutely futile when they go before the juvenile justice system and they're out the door half an hour later, around the corner into another stolen car, into another break-in in a home or an attack on a victim on a street, and the police are called again, a few hours later or a couple of days later, same offender.
Yes.
What are we going to do about it, Amanda? You're saying 7 years ago this became an issue and it's getting worse by the day. 7 years ago we didn't have kids carrying knives in Cairns. 7 years ago we didn't have girls as likely to be breaking into homes and stealing cars as boys like we've got now. It's all just happened recently. We've got to find a solution, Amanda Cam.
Yeah, we do. And I think it is a two-pronged approach. So we have issues with current youth, where they have had a system that has failed them. Majority of children that are in the youth justice system now have come from the child protection system. This is a system that's set up to protect children. And in fact, it's been a government-run system that has facilitated and enhanced the opportunity for young people. It should have improved these young people's lives. What it in fact has done is facilitated a life of crime and tragedy. And it is tragic. It's tragic for the community. It must be so frustrating to be a police officer in Far North Queensland.
Yes.
And I see that we're seeing an increased investment. We need new police stations, extra police. Throwing more resources at that pointy end is not going to stop the revolving door while the legislation is weak, while we see a dysfunctional department that is not, in my view, of what I've heard that is alleged, is not upholding the expectations of the community. Mm. It certainly isn't keeping children safe, but it certainly is facilitating parents have no rights. Foster families, foster parents have no rights. If children want to exit a particular level of care from a certain age, they're allowed to. They're placed in resi care. Those people in resi care don't have the rights to hold them or to supervise them, particularly at night. In fact, we actually have a number of workers that go to sleep in resi care, and I certainly am going to be awaiting with bated breath the coronial inquiry that we will see of where we saw a tragic loss of a young boy in my region in Bowen, who actually had no history of criminal behaviour at all, but that just had a very tragic situation occur, where I think that life potentially would have been prevented, that death would have been preventable. So it is a system that is broken at every single level.
Yes.
The government continues to throw money at it, and good money, to only still deliver bad outcomes. Mm. I think, John, there needs to be some very clear leadership, a clear policy, and some clear outcomes, and departmental leaders need to be held to account for those outcomes, and ultimately the buck stops with the minister. Mm. And that minister is the Minister for Youth and Child Protection, but it is also the Attorney General that brings forward and you know, contributes to this lawmaking, and also the police minister. Mm. Police are frustrated, they're exhausted. You know, there are other, sadly, very abhorrent crimes going on as well. Mm. But while police resources are being distracted by this continuously, yes, day in, day out,
yes,
there are lots of people across our community at greater risk because police aren't getting to do the policing work that they are trained to do.
Yeah.
So it is a real issue. And I fear over the next 2.5 years, it's only going to get worse.
Yep.
We have a housing crisis and we've got hotel rooms full of children and teenagers, because we have a system that is failing. And then those kids are ending up, sadly, either at either in the revolving door of the Magistrates Court or at the Cleveland Detention Centre. And that is pretty shocking and pretty disappointing that we've got a generation of kids, you know, that this is what it's come to.
Well, I've got to say, ResiCare as a model is a train wreck. And it's got to go. And that's the beginning of it. And I wish you well, because I don't know, it's probably a couple of years till the next election. I'm sure you're working and you will have a committee helping you work and some professionals helping you work on getting a system that's going to not only work for the victims, but for these kids that have been given no future. They're not learning anything, not learning respect, let alone a trade. They've got to be given a chance to avoid long stretches at Lotus Glen for the rest of their lives. And I do wish you every success, Amanda. This has been excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, John, and I appreciate those words. I think it's important. Thanks very much for the conversation.
You've just been listening to a star performer. She was very, very impressive. State member for Whitsunday, the LNP. She's the Shadow Minister for Child Protection in the state of Queensland. 11:25.